Very painful.
Terrible?
Yes. Yes. It's Bali language. It's hard to remember. By the way.
It is a habit. If I push you, you will do it. If I don't push you, don't.
Maybe
you think, lazy. Maybe if you, later. The teacher has to push. Jinaziri, what do you think? Shall we start reciting the Parimukha by heart? Do we have to learn one rule by day? One rule, one day.
正好就是上任，可能如果说我们决定在课堂上要求你们记记忆这个牛逼，比库巴金光看软件的话，你会怎么想？一天记一条的话，时间允许，因为每只要是规定的话，不可能。因为很多很多这个。
So he said that he will not reject. That's what he said.
At least 4 paradigas and 13 sangha diseases. At least. That's called. You have to learn paradiga number 1. Learn by heart. Okay. After paradiga number 2, slowly learn. And after 3, number 4. And after go sangha disease number 1. 2, 3, and go slowly.
Very beginning.
Parajika number 1.
Yes, that may be good.
Shall we try? What do you think? Punyaradana, terrible. Terrible. Shall we try?
Hard to remember.
You can't remember? No. Slowly again. 4 parajika, at least 4 parajika. You only 4 parajika. Others, 4 parajika, 30 sangha. Exception. For you, exception. Only 4 parajikas, okay? So then, yes, now after we finish this, this Pachitya rules, now the rest are easy rules. You have nothing. Except some sekhyas, maybe 5, 6, 7 sekhyas, we have to explain more. But all the sekhyas are very easy to understand. Okay? Understanding this, to practice also, you have to practice also. But now, therefore, you will have plenty of time to learn by heart. At least 4 parajikas, certain sangha diseases. So you can see, you have to pronounce Pali. Otherwise, now, if you come to the Patimokkha recitation on Uposatha day, Punyaradana.
Yes.
Uposatha day, you come to Patimokkha recitation.
Yes.
You listen. Pali. Come.
So they have translations, no? They have translations. There's Pali, there's some kind of book, Pali Chinese translation.
Yes, we can read.
But if the bhikkhu makes mistakes, you don't know. Just blind monk. So, okay, 4 parajikas, 13 sangha, yes, we'll, not now. After we start sekhyas, maybe after a few days, after this ceremony, ceremony finish, 27 to 28, maybe we'll start, no?
Yes, because the sangha disease are very long. Number 6, number 7, number 9, and number 3, this is very
long. Only short ones.
Only short ones.
Short sangha disease. So, we'll try maybe March, first March. Okay? Satsang. Because these are easy rules, sekhya, very easy rule. Okay, experiments. So now today, who is reading?
So which rule? We didn't say we
this 84.
84.
No, 83, no?
Oh, the Dipara Sangha.
Ratanavar. I
<音>就是那个重物那边，那个长老不是解释，就是说像那个木勺的，如果那个僧团特别多的话，如果比较少的话，那还算重物；如果特别多的话，然后它分配给个人。啊，对对对，就是变成轻物了，实际上。对。那我能不能这样理解，就是说其他的重物东西，如果僧团非常多，然后确实用完的话。 僧团是不是可以就是说那个做一个决定，然后把那个比如说那个重复的量是重的。那如果比如说有我们只有一百位住户，那之前有供养一百个，然后又是供养一百个，又是供养一百个，我们供了堆了很多。那这个时候僧团是不是可以做一个决议，那形成最后一百个大家可以使用。
So he says that yesterday you told him that a small spoons. It's garubanda, but if this Asanga has excessive spoons, then this Sangha, they can make the decision to distribute this small spoon to individual monks. In that case, this spoon will become rahubanda. Is that true?
True. Because yes, it is true. Because now this actually now in the Pali text, what the Buddha told, he did not mention about spoons like that, small spoons like that. So only it is the commentary is mentioned.
Okay.
It is just a commentarial explanation.
Okay.
So therefore now about these small spoons, these are four small items. Small items. Therefore now if it are used, for example, for the kitchen, for common use. For example, here for the dana sala, for if they put it in the kutis, and so forth, this becomes a garubanda. But if there are excess and so forth, then they just give it to other monks. So then this can be used as a bukkalika. But this is just an exception. Exception and so forth.
But he is asking, does this kind of exception also apply for, let's say, meditation cushions? Because sometimes this can be excessive meditation cushions also.
No, these are very big items. This applies to small items. Small items, it depends on the discretion of the Sangha.
Depends on the situation of the Sangha.
Discretion of the Sangha.
Okay.
So then, but it applies for small items because even these are mentioned in the commentary. So therefore, now it is more relaxed. They don't take very, very strict, it's called line. Hardline and so forth, tell no, you can't. But anyway, it depends on the monastery you are.
Okay.
Yeah, but if they are not plenty, so you have to restrict yourself and regard this as garubanda. You can't take your own possession, carry them to Colombo, for example, and go to China and use them for your. I will take this spoon and go to my country and use them there. You can't do that. Like.
就是说，如果说这样真善，你说那样是不对于反正我他们做这种行为那是，对。因为，five minutes explanation，this，five seconds。Okay，because I just selected，okay，but anyway，I will just add something more。So，那个，教授刚才还说他那个什么。
But then, of course, now if one has the daiga comes and offers you a spoon, that's called. That is called for private use. Or if you can ask a kapir, you have a kapir, and tell him I need a spoon. And he kapir brings it and so forth, he gives it in your private. So then
他说如果这个勺子呢，就是说那个如果是直接灌养给你个人，或者说通过敬人灌养给你个人，那你这个勺子就可以当个人使，没有问题。
So, okay. This is easy to understand. No?
Mm.
It's normal communication. You can read those Gagga Vaitarani. Okay, now here, today, there are only few kings remaining in the world. Most of the countries have a polish. A polish, the kingdoms, kings all. So in Thailand, maybe in Thailand, if you go in Thailand, there is a king, and you must be careful. But I don't know what happened with this king, no? Now his son become a king, or he's a prince?
No, there is a... He passed away.
So then Therefore, even in Thailand, so forth, I don't think they are going to invite a foreign monk to teach Dhamma inside the palace. That's called. So, even if they invite, so they are not going to tell the monk to go to pass through the harem, as called. Because I don't think the Italian have harem, it's not a Polish harem also.
他说那个即便他相信你的想法，他也不会相信后宫的。然后他说那这泰国这个这个王室可能已经废除后宫这种这样的制度。So
even now this rule is almost obsolete. Obsolete in the sense that in these modern times, it does not apply in many situations.
所以说那个这样就是在现在这个现在这个社会基本上不大可能会犯的，就是在那个在现在条件下，他这这这极少情况下，他有可能是。And the other thing is that is this taking a shastra?
Is
this taking a shastra?
Shastra.
Yes, is he shastra? Because if he's not shastra, then it does not apply.
The king.
Yeah.
We are not going to ask him, but at least we are not going to offend them, no?
Okay.
Because they are called from the Ramas, Rama tradition.
Rama, yes.
Rama means it is, they come from the Indian tradition, from King Rama, no?
Did they actually from the Indian tradition, or they only use the name Rama?
Yes. But they regard themselves, as called, according to their perception, they regard them as high. Class, high class, no? People who the army people, who control the arms, who control the army, the military, the country. So therefore, because Thai kings, they have connection with Thai, with India. India. Most of them, they have also Indian beliefs. So then, we don't know. I want to get.
Okay.
Because formerly now, this in Indonesia, and so forth, there are Indonesian kings who had connection
India.
with Indian kings.
Yes.
So we don't know what is going on. But I'm telling you, in case, but even if that happens, they're not going to invite a monk inside the harem, no?
Oh, yes.
Like, so what? Therefore, this rule does not apply in a real situation.
Huh.
拉玛是那个什么罗摩实验，那个这个名字上罗摩衍那里面那个主人翁的名字，然后是在印度经常拿来当王，或者也可以拿来当人，然后泰国狗狗这个名字也抄了，只抄英文对。
So then, okay, or any questions?
I
don't know.
This person is
easy to understand. Okay, but if you are invited, to give a Dhamma talk to a king's house, if you can ask the king, come here, are you a Katya or are you not? Then if he tells yes, then you must study this rule before you go there. So then you have to wait till a special invitation will come. You can tell him that I need special invitation in order to enter. You can tell the king, special invitation. So therefore now they have to send some officers. Officers, they can accompany you. Accompany is escorts. Then with these officers together, you can enter. Okay? You know, to avoid falling into offense, in case. Patisanviti means if it is invited, arranged.
Patisanviti
means, what it means, Patisanviti? Invited means arranged. It is already arranged for him to go. Patisanviti. What okay, they translate
it? They translate as informed.
Informed?
Yes.
Arrange or something like that. He gave something similar, no?
No, okay.
In French, okay. It is made known.
Okay.
Yes, okay, something. Okay. So then, next rule.
Okay.
贤者，亲知失物为何色相缘？
若从其住处离去时，应将施物主于住处之善来求，然后离去，无善来求时，应主处住此善来回事。此为思时之如法行者，此为事时此情况之法也。于伽蓝内或止宿处内云：因为所有者持乎，而将此宝物或摄同如宝物者，着或令着而藏之。施同如宝物而以心后想，着之，暂时着。有奉扫物想者，施方者，最初之犯行者不犯也。
Finish. So, okay, now it is, this rule is connected with the Nisargya Paticca number 18 about money, about money and any other valuables. So therefore we'll study this for some time, no?
就是这样，所以说我们前面学《尼萨西亚巴提亚》第十八条，就是那个我问那个那个这取信行线是相关的。
In this rule, there the 10 kinds of ratanas are mentioned.
在这条线里边，就是那个就是讲述十种宝。
Now ratanas can be gems. Can be any valuable stones. Can be also gold. Can be silver. Metals and so forth, and is a list of 10 ratanas.
然后他说这个地方宝可以是宝石，也可以其他珍贵石头，也可以是其他的珍贵金属。然后这个完整的那个表，大家看那个十种宝。
What is additional to this rule is that it says also ratana samatana. What is conventionally by the people recognized as ratana, as valuable things. And this can include anything, even other items, which people they regard it as valuable. Example is like a watch, okay? A camera,
laptop?
A smartphone, laptop.
然后他说呢，他说这个宝类呢，或者说是侍从于宝的东西呢，他这可以人们所认为任何珍贵的东西，比方说手表、手机、电脑，这都可以算在宝类里。iPad，iPhone，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Apple，Ap
Okay. For now, if one finds these items lost, they are lost, no? They are lost. And can, according to this rule, take them and keep them. Taking with one's own hand. Ukan here means to take by one's hand, hand. Ukan hapea means to tell somebody else to take it. As called. In that case, with intention, if one takes with intention to keep them, so that the owner will, as soon as the owner comes to give it to him, there is no offense according to this. To this rule. With intention,
okay.
I will keep it.
Okay.
As called, till the owner comes and collects it. So if that is the intention, it's no offense. Okay? But if one takes it not with his intention, it's pachiti offense by taking it.
Okay. But that is only within the
I will tell the places. Okay. Now the places will explain.
Okay. Okay. 比方说你发现一个人他遗失了自己的宝物或者等等等等等东西宝物的东西，那这个比库他不能自己给他人拿去，然后那个但如果说在那个特定的场合，然后这个比库动机是我要把这个东西就是保存起来，然后那个等事主他回来之后呢，我这东西给他，那你这种东西保存的话，这个比库就犯。
So then now the places one can take are defined here, either inside the monastery or inside the house, but not outside in the streets. Okay, not outside in other places, for example, which are open places. So then.
他那个他说，然后他说，但是这个地方是有限制，这个这这就比库这样说，这个地方只能在那个寺院之内，或者说他如果他住住在外面居室房子里的话，就在那个房子之内，而不是外面这样，比如说大街上，这是不可以的。So
now in the places are defined, as called that the monastery, if it is fenced. Fence monastery, that means within the fence of the monastery. If it is not fenced, at least the upachara, as called, about one stone throw around the monastery. If you find the lost thing, you can take and keep it with intention to return to the owner.
然后他那个如果说这个寺院是有篱笆的，如果说这个寺院是有篱笆的话。 那这个或者说围墙的话，那这就这这这这就在这个寺院的篱笆或者围墙之内。如果说没有一个围墙寺院，那个就看那个一户就说第九十四页那个第一字那段，没有围墙寺院在两个托那个托土块所及处之内。So
house also, if it is fenced, one can one should limit oneself within the fence. If it is not fenced, one should limit only the neighborhood, which is houses. The neighborhood is about like a woman can throw a bucket of water around the house. So that is the upachara of the house.
A bucket of water?
Bucket of water.
Here the translation is, can you check the compound between Ajavasati, because the translation seems to be wrong.
Ajavasati, Parikidash, Ando, Patikep. Ando, Parikep. Parikep.
Yes, Anto Patikepe.
Parikepe should be, not Patikepe. Aparikitasi, Musala Patada. Musala Patada, Musala is called. Musala, they can throw not water, they tell about this kind of Musala. This kind
of stick.
Musala is for bounding.
Ah, yes,
it's called wood for bounding.
Okay.
They can throw it.
Okay, okay.
But it's almost the same distance.
Okay, okay.
然后让那个这翻译没有问题。然后像那个住宿处是在那个住宿所及处之内。这住宿处这个是什么意思呢？
就是他那个你有时候不在寺院之内，你是住居室家里。
哦，我必须得住在他们家里才算。我去他们家一般都住不算。
啊？
就是住才算。
对对对，你在那睡一晚上，就你在那地方睡。哦。 在那边过夜是吧？过夜咱不说你吃，我问确认一下。 So he's asking that this Ajavasati, it must be the place where you spend the night, no? Or
what place? What?
It must be the place where you spend the night or something. I mean, for example, this monk is a chari or something, and he went to the lake house, for example, at night. But he only stayed for, let's say, 2-3 hours or something. Is this place considered as the Ajava city?
Any place in the house, no? Because how long you stay, maybe you're staying on hour. Okay, on hour. Okay. So, and then you can find, now these people have gone somewhere. But something has fallen from there, like a earring or something like that. You can see on the ground. So, then you can actually take it, keep it on the table, so you know that they are going to come back, and then you can show them. to whom this belongs.
Okay.
So then they can return to them. Because sometimes it is under the carpet and so forth, like it falls. Mm. So we can take it and put on the table till they return. Mm. So in that case now, with the intention to give back to the owners. Mm. So this once it happened to me, so then I thought, I saw, after many people left, I saw something glancing on the ground. Mm. What is this? Nobody noticed it. Mm. Then it's something from a woman's, some jewelry thing, some piece, oh. It broken and fallen down. So I called these people and so what? I showed to whom it belongs. I did not take myself.
Uh-huh.
So then, because there are people around.
Uh-huh.
So then, but now I was not passive in that case. So I saw that somebody has lost it. I understood.
Uh-huh.
So immediately I called somebody else to check uh-huh. to whom it belongs. So in that case now, I'm telling you just an example that in that case you don't need to be passive. Oh, this we shall not touch, we shall not be concerned about what people lose. So then that is not good attitude. So then if you find something what people lost, valuable, so you can take it yourself, keep it on the table till they return, or you can remind somebody else that has been lost. So these people become aware. And they will appreciate that the monk helped them to find what they've lost.
然后就可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以可以 他说你完全可以主动，他说就是那自己上去主动把这个钱放桌子上，然后等师傅回来取。他说这样的话人家不会责备你，反正他就会感激你，因为你帮着他们那个是找回地道的东西。
说So even in the street, sometimes, some people, because they rush, sometimes they try to make money out. They take something, and the rest of the money falls on the ground. Okay, from the pocket. So if you see some man, and so forth, losing his money like that, you can call him. Your money is falling down. Or you can tell other people to call him, take this money back. So there's nothing wrong with that. You don't take it yourself, but you can tell other people to help. That person to get this money. There's nothing wrong with that.
他说自己是大先生，你发现有人掏钱出来，把那个钱有钱从口袋里边掉出来，这个事你可以立刻叫他，你的钱掉了，赶紧捡一下。或者如果是来不及叫，赶紧叫旁边另外一个人，告诉那个人说钱掉了，那行，这完全是不犯的，只要你不是自己去拿，这就是不犯。
看到小偷？看到小偷吗？
什么？
看到小偷偷东西吗？这种是出家人是要管还是不管？
So he's asking that. What if this people saw a thief is taking money from a man? In that case, should this people shout stop thief at me?
You can.
Yeah,
you can tell because he's stealing your money. You can remind the person he's stealing your money. Take care of your money. You can shout.
他说可以，他说你就直接那个直接对那个人说，有人在拿你偷你的钱。
如果不管是恶作还是有罪吧？
So he's asking that if these people didn't do anything, will these people fall into offense in that case?
No, he does not fall into offense. You can be passive, but I mean now there is no offense if you do it. This I mean, if you do it, there is no offense.
You 不管你做还是不做，都是无罪的。
Except if you see If you see the thief has gun, pistol, yeah. And so forth, with his hand and so forth, then you must be careful.
他说你发现那选择如果拿把手枪的话你要小心
Don't risk your life.
不要冒生命
So then therefore now these are just common things. Once I was traveling the airport, a man after the check, no, check-in, he had about 3-4 suitcases, and then he took only 3 and he left one behind. And he left. Then I had to shout and tell the officers to call him and see what he forgot one suitcase. So then he was so thankful and so that I told him. Because now people sometimes become not mindful. No? So in that case, if you help, it's no offense. I mean, it's good if you like to do later.
这种事情很常见，他说在自己有一次那个机场过安检的事儿，然后发现前面有人带四个旅行箱，然后他但是他就过了安检之后，他只带了三个旅行箱，然后他就这个时候他立刻通知那个机场安检人员去告诉那个人调一个旅行箱，然后后来那个人就非常感激，他说这事情都是无罪的，因为这经常是这种事情，这种事情很容易出现，这种事你帮他入罪。
So, if there is nobody around, for example, in that scenario, if there is nobody around, then ask all. And you can actually take even that suitcase and hand over to the officers there. To the officers and
but
so forth.
You cannot take it with your own hand, no?
Ask all. If it is Ajava Satan, it is inside the house, no? In the airport.
Airport is a house. Okay.
It is like a house, no?
Okay.
Inside the airport, I mean.
Okay.
Can take with your own hand and hand it over to the officer.
Okay.
Because sometimes the officer are behind bars and sometimes they are not listening to you. So you can tell and hand it to the officer and tell this somebody lost it. If he comes back, give it.
他说，他说，他说，像刚才还是像刚才这件事情，就是比方说周围没有人，你们你们你你就你不你就你不你不你不能喊人，喊喊喊那个人，或者说喊其他人帮助他，那刚才那个情况你也可以自己把那个旅行箱提起来，然后交给机场工作人员，然后机场机场那儿要交给机场工作人员，然后机场工作人员是交不交那个人，而为什么可以呢？因为机场他有这个像房子一样，也可以当成你们那个支柱，所以说在机场里做这个事情是可以。
So he's asking that. So your definition of Ajavasati must have a roof.
Ajavasati is where actually, yes, it is roof like it is where people residing in it, or it is like any building.
Any building.
But not on the street. No, streets and so forth, not because you don't know any streets. It is a public place in the sense that maybe people roam around, no? They move around and so forth. It's not any enclosed place. But it's not enclosed places, so that you can do it if you like. If you don't do it, it's not a problem. But if you do it, it's no offense. You got the intention to take it and keep it, help the owner to find his lost thing.
他说，大街上肯定不行。然后他还说，如果遇到这种情况，就是你不愿意帮那个师傅，那你也不犯。就是说，你这是在帮的情况下，就这样解决，和你在帮的情况下，怎么样才能犯？Okay,
you can read Gangka Vidal News.
你看那个。
在第二宝，珍珠等10种宝类，凡人所喜欢的食物，或在寺院内有围墙，有围的寺院，在围墙之内无围的寺院，在2个不坏的支柱之内，在指宿处内有围的指宿处和。 有为的指数处在围墙之内，无为的在头处所及之内。此是这里的抉择，为了自己拿取金银或利用中举者，是的。 为了僧团众个人佛法心境中，诸主皆以获令捉取者作坐。为了一切捉取或令捉取，其余的珍珠宝等宝只是作坐，以守护房者之手收藏允许的物品。 必或不允许的物品，即使乃至自己母亲所拥有的，犯心堕落，如此之物做成自己所拥有后，即可收藏。再说，请收藏这个时，则不可以收藏，应当拒绝。假如愤怒。 丢落下后离去，则成为障碍，可以收藏。在做寺院工作的木匠或能所喜爱者以工具或卧床的物品时，请在收藏后再给我。即使以抑郁部位，也不应做，但可以指示其守护住。凡在寺院内、此宿处内之住放者。
已护过少年身体，有人将拿取之一念，只于如此之处捉取或令捉取后做了记号，后可以放置。而且应当说宣布，凡遗失物品者，他可以来拿取。当有人来想遗失时，应当问他。
遗失了什么样的物品？假如他答对那物品的标记，应当给予；假如答不对，应当说请再想想。因此，即使要离开该住处，应当交在诸适当保护手中。 如果那里又是物品，应放在适当的居室水中才应该。如果既没有离开，也不见主人，则可以以那宝物建造固定、不可坐椅子等不可动的住处，佛塔或灵石。假如经过了长久的时间。 主人来了，显示那建筑后，应当说：“请你随喜。”假如他不随喜，并催促，请还我宝物。再劝导他其他后，应当给予。在沙瓦提谋已故开始，再捉取宝物故事之路。 除了在寺院内或只住处内外，此两种为正，随之。不通之地，有秘密的。在听取之处，以不尊重捉取后而不收藏者，勿作。在听取之处拿取后收藏者，凡亲后者可能处的。
堕类或暂时取来捉取者，以粪扫物品来拿取者，以疯狂者为准。在这里有四种构成要素：一，无听取的名义；二，他人所用；三，非以亲后取或粪扫者；四，捉取或令捉取。能其等一切学处，能其相似。
Finished.
Okay, do you have any explanations here?
Mm-hmm.
It says that if one takes it, gold and silver means money, for its own use, on its own sake. So it is Nisargabhacitya. the beginning.
Yes.
Is Nisaya Bhajiti if it does like that, because of its own purpose, no?
Yes.
So then, if it is for the Sangha, for other bhikkhus, for the Chaitya and so forth, is look at it, money. So then, about other Jains and so forth, again, is look at it.
然后那个张尔跟大家解释那个一货独托第九十四页第三自然段和第四自然段，就是说那个如果说这位的那个僧团，或者是僧团里边一部分比库，或者说是某个除了你自己之外的个人，或者佛法或者信念主，然后周续金钱的话，是恶作。然后周续的不是金钱，那个是其他宝物，然后珍珠的这些话也只是恶作。
Therefore, it says other occasions how the bhikkhu can fall into offenses. We have sometimes discussed this matter, but this particular rule is not to take it for oneself. Okay, not to use it for oneself. It relates to items which people lost, as called, and then to put them aside, to take them, to put them aside. And to give to the owner. This is the intention. Not to keep it for oneself. Not to give it to anybody else. But to give back to the owner. And to protect, to safeguard it. Till the owner comes and collects it. This, according to this rule, there is no any offense by doing that.
Okay.
By doing with this intention. To keep it for the owner. There is no offense.
So the previous patch
It's not Pachiti. You can ask me. I repeat it in Sakya Bhajit. It says in Kakya Bhajit.
Yes. Okay. Then maybe I misheard. Okay. Anyway. 然后他说那个前面讲那个为自己而动，作许经一或使用作许舍心多的。大家知道这个舍心多就是那个你想先发现第十八条，就是他犯的实际上不是这条线。然后为了送团众个人复杂信念主这个作许，包括那个。 为了一切的其余真正的嘛，只不过说这个其实也是前面那个尼萨切巴切第十八条而行的，它也不是这条线上面的。然后这条线都讲的内容呢，就是说那个你捉取这个经，并不是为了他人，而是为了施主保佑，暂时保存一下，等回来的时候又把它还给他，这是这条线说的内容。Okay,
now here the factors are four. Okay, there are four factors. Anna Vinyata Karma. Parasamara. Anna Vinyata Karma. It should be the property of somebody else. First factor is how they translate it.
No allowable reason.
It's not an allowable reason. The reason is I will give it back. Okay. Parasandakata is the property for somebody else. It is ownership of somebody else. It's not on so on. Think. Visasagaha pansukula sanyana bhavo. The absence of perception that this is for taking of trust, or it is pansukula, it is a discarded object. Ugahana taking by your own hand, and gahapano, causing somebody else to take it.
Oh.
然后他说那个这地方张给大家讲那个第九十五页那个四种构成要素，四种构成要素那个第二第三第四这个很容易理解。然后第一个那个无听血原因，无听血原因是指那个就是它不是在那个规定的两个地方，然后那个以我要还给事主那个暂时保存这个东西而取的，这个就是所谓听血原因。
So therefore now, sometimes here people they offer requisites. And they put money inside. So then in the storeroom sometimes while open, the summoner open requisite, they find money. So now this money, we know it is not lost money. It's not lost. The people put it inside. In that case, we have to call a layman, a layperson, so forth, to take this money and do whatever he likes with it. So then it is not lost money. We can give it now to Mr. Lal or some Kapya or Mr. Randu to give it and so on, to collect it and do it whatever they like. In that case, it is now, it is not, you can't deal with this rule. You don't need to take it and keep it till the owner returns, because the owner is never going to return. He is already given it. It's not lost money. I'm telling you that how to deal with such situations.
Yes, yes, but the other thing I want to clarify is that so if the summoner they open the person and find some money, is there any offense for this summoner? Do they have to?
There is no offense because now they keep it. I told you, I keep it aside. No, they put it aside. The intention is to put aside. This
okay.
I told. They put
okay.
it aside.
Okay.
So then in that case now, summoners, because they don't need to think, oh, I have to keep it aside for the owner to keep it till he comes back, because there is no owner. These people who offer, they offer it, no. In that case, what they have to do, they don't need to keep it aside. They can go immediately give it to the Kapya Karaka or some like to lay people, and who are Kapya, Mr. Randu has over to give it to him. But the intention is to keep, not to keep for himself. Okay, there is no offense. For the samanera, the rule does not break if a samanera acts like that, or if a bhikkhu acts like that. Okay, just with intention to give the labor, you don't need to keep it according to this rule. This is what
okay.
I mean.
Okay. 然后他说呢，然后根据这条线，他说那个是这样，如果说你发现那个在那个在事主过过两天的资序的那个包裹里边有钱的话，然后那个你不能应用这条线的规定，就是说你把这个钱放起来，然后那个等事主或者是还给他，因为这你知道这个钱它不是那么多钱，而是打算供养的钱，然后这个钱那个如果出现这种钱的话，正确处理方法是这样，然后你找这个寺院信任，或者说没有寺院信任的话，找寺院或者其他居士，你把这个钱给这个居士，然后呢他喜欢怎样处理就怎样处理，就可以，然后在那儿在这种这样做，你不会犯任何罪。
Therefore, bhikkhus or samaneras, okay, they can touch money, they can touch gems, take it with their hand, and so forth, and with the intention of what? Either to keep it for the owner, okay, I know that person lost the money, I keep it, safeguard it, or to give it to other people, or to remove it. To remove it because it is disturbance here and so forth, some as called. To remove it, put it somehow aside. So therefore, if they do it with these three intentions, the rules do not break. The rules about money do not break.
就像刚才说的，他把那个钱那个转交给其他人，然后第三种情况就是说他这个东西就比方说这个钱掉在路上挡着笔过道，他把钱放到一边，然后这个他就是意思就是他把这个钱移到一边，然后这三种情况下这个笔库上面呢他出没金钱是不犯罪。
So therefore, now if someone era or a bhikkhu while sweeping with the road, sweeping the leaves, no, then suddenly can see money.So then what he has to do?
I use this broom to sweep this money aside and then put a notice board. Whoever has lost this money, he can come and collect.
So that is an option. Another option?
You can ask
her since I'm interested.
Okay,
okay, yeah,
okay. You should not reply. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just asking. 然后他说那个，张张问大家一个问题，说比方说你们在那个扫地的时候，然后突然发现地垫有钱，然后这个时候问大家应该怎么办？14个对，那就那个拿起来，然后要看清楚总共有多少钱，然后是那个。 是，比如说这个，1000卢比的有几张，然后500卢比的有几张，拿一张纸记下来，记下来以后呢，然后就总归也记下来，然后就找一个安全的地方放下，然后放下以后呢，如果就是假如说是一种很小的碎，然后就是两三个很小的碎，就有失主来回来找，你都看得见吗？ 然后你为什么你是然后就是放在一个安全地方，然后安全地方，假如是那种就是两三个人那种很小的那种小碎，那个碎很小，如果有失主来找的话呢，我就能看到它，所以我就是如果有失主来，然后就问他你那个他要来问我你有没有看见我丢的钱，然后你丢了多少钱，然后呢？ 是，然后他就说，比如说你几百个人交几千人，你帮我交钱。他说这个给他。假如说那种很大的那种，像罗素人那种大寺庙，我们那儿一直等是500，我就把这个钱我们交给这个办公室。我说这个我在哪儿什么地方，然后怎么样钱，就是办公室，办公室的那个笔库要。然后可因为失主来了以后，他找不到，他可能去问那个办公室。 So his answer is that first he will take this money up and check how much did this money how much did this money is and then how many 1,000 ruby notes how many 100 ruby notes and he take down all this information and then he will safeguard it. And then if it's a small monastery, then he will wait for the dayaka to ask him. And if the dayaka came to him and asked him about this money, he will ask this guy to tell the correct information. If the information is correct, then he will give it back to the dayaka. If not, he will ask them to think again or ask them to go somewhere else. And then if it's a big monastery. Then he will inform the office monks and give this money to the office monks and ask these office monks to handle it like that. This is his answer.
Very good.
Fine.
In the city. So what do you, what you are going to do if you find money on the road while swimming?
Okay. So in the series answer is that so if he can if he can find two lay person there, then he will ask one lay person stand there as his witness, and he will ask the other lay person to bring this money to the Kamen Kara. And no, bring this money. He will ask this Kamen Kara to come, and he will ask this Kamen Kara to take this money. This is the first option. And he said that if he can find only one lay person, then he will ask this lay person to take this money, and he himself become the witness of this lay person. And then the third option is that if he cannot find any lay person at all, in that case he will just leave this money there. He will not do anything. This is his answer.
Ask him now. If he finds an Apple iPhone on the road, whatever, what you are going to do? Apple phone.
He said that if he's alone, in that case he won't do anything.
So then, no, the road means I told inside the monastery, no?
Oh.
It's not outside the road. This is a question about inside the monastery.
Oh.
Ask him, he means inside the monastery or something
other place? Around the inner city. He said any place. He just passed by any place. Either inside monastery or outside monastery. He just passed by any place.
This is 比较好，如果我不管的话呢，会有一个破坏。如果我不管，然后又有很多，比如说人来人往的，可能有人会以这个道歉把东西拿走。拿走以后，假如说失主回来找他找不到的话，他可能会认为是不是有出家人拿我的东西，然后他可能会积嫌。
So he said that if this kind of situation actually happens, then a monk should not leave this money, this iPhone there, without doing anything. Because if you didn't do anything, then it's possible that some other people just took it by themselves and for their own sake. In that case, If the actual owner of this iPhone comes back to the monastery, then in that case he will first be suspect. It is the monks in this monastery. They took this phone, and he may spread bad rumors against these monks. So he thinks it's better to take care of this phone. This is his answer.
This can may also be done, but. I want to tell you now, it depends which road you are sweeping. There are some roads which are frequented by lay people and monks, no? For example, near the gate. All these roads, many people come. Monks come, lay people come, women come. There's a lot of traffic.
It belongs to the monastery or not?
It belongs to the monastery.
Oh, you mean inside the gate?
Inside the gate, but there's a lot of traffic.
Okay.
In that case, if somebody loses his money and no monks take it, and that money is lost, that lay people who come, he can't blame directly the monks.
Okay.
There's a lot of traffic there.
Yeah.
He can't, it can be lay people who, many people will pass from here.
Yes.
Cars go up and down.
Yes.
It's very traffic.
Yes.
So, but there are the remote roads inside the monastery.
Yes, yes, yes.
Near the chaitya, something like that, which only monks recite. Okay. That is why monks should actually take care about this money.
Okay.
If in that place and so forth money gets lost, lay people think, as called, 95% of the monks were coming here. Lay people hardly come. It should be the monks who have taken. So in order to remove suspicion, the monks have to take care about this money. So then, and to keep it safeguarded, and remind other monks and so forth, if somebody asks the money and so forth, the money is there, to remind them and so forth, to organize something, so that this person who lost the money to find it easily. So that is why the wise policy should be, okay? Not about this very, it's called, roads which there's a lot of traffic, which are mixed, it's called traffic of monks, of lay people and so forth.
In that case,
you can ignore it. If you like, you can ignore it. It's not a big problem if you ignore it. But in other places, which are actually reserved for monks, most of the paths, other paths are reserved for monks, which usually lay people don't go. So in that case, of course, it is not good to ignore.
然后这样说，像这种情况下，这条路什么样的路？比方说，同样是在里边的路。 如果是从农村从农村一大门口一直从通往街，反正就是这块大路的话，这块大路实际上是既有很多居住村落，也有很多非常人口。然后实际上可能居住村落可能比虽然还要多。然后在这种情况下，如果说你发现在这个地方说，翻译一个是手机掉那个地方，那你可以采用这样像那个刚才那些说的那个地方，你就不管，放你，这是可以。然后呢，但不是一定。但如果你喜欢帮忙的话，你也可以帮忙。但是也不，如果想不帮忙，放在那也可以。 但如果说你发现这个手机不是掉在这种路上，而是掉在比方说很偏远的目的，比方说那个比那个那个北塔那边还要远一些估计。如果这个手机你不去捡它，后来这个手机丢了，那就是怀疑，这些地方基本上没有去的，来这儿基本上都是出家人。那现在想着这个手机丢了，肯定是被出家人给偷走。 那这种情况下，你就如果是发现手机掉在这种地方的话，你就应该把这个手机报告好，然后那个通知一些其他的旅客，让他们做一些安排，就是事主来说，他可能找到这个手机，然后这样就是这样，这是比较明智的。
这个可能这些在寺里面捡到。 宝、钱或者珠宝这些东西，或者手机或者什么东西都可以。它有没有储藏期限？对啊，没事主更无所谓的，你一直放在你身边啊，一直放下去啊。
So he said that. So if he picks up this ratana or money or phones, this kind of thing, and then keep it. Safeguarded. But after long, after very long time, nobody comes to fetch it. In that case, what should he do?
Yes, this can be done, given to Kapyakaraka. Kapyakaraka. Kapyakaraka, he can tell him, that nobody came up to now. You can keep it for yourself.
Ask the Kapyakaraka to keep it for himself.
Yeah.
他说，通知这个东西呢，很长时间已经放了人家去，然后你可以保存的，然后就给你了。那我再跟你一个问题啊，关于这个问题啊，跟僧团里面找到石头路找到钱，叫卡皮昂过来拿这个钱，就是出资给卡皮昂之后，对吧？这两种情况，卡皮昂说 OK， 他自己做决定吧。 那我供养给饭店，那时候你是可以接受还是不可以接受？
So for example, if this is money, for example, this is actually money, and then you after very long time, nobody came back to fetch it. In that case, you give it to Kapyan Karaka, and the Kapyan Karaka said, okay, bante. So I want to offer this money to you as your purchase your requisites. So I can be a Kapyan Karaka. In that case, is it suitable for this people to accept this invitation from the Kapyakaraka?
I told now to give the Kapyakaraka. I should not give to one's own personal Kapyakaraka. Should be given to the Kapyakaraka for the monastery Kapyakaraka. Sorry, no? Because one takes the money and gives to a personal Kapyakaraka, but it, one knows that this Kapyakaraka is going to tell you something like that. Please tell me what you need. I mean the monastery Kapyakaraka. Monastery Kapyakaraka, Mr. Ratonha, no? Which is therefore, we give to him. Because it's not your personal Kapyakaraka.
他说不是给自己个人钱，给圣堂的敬人，但是是物品东西，有可能他觉得，有可能搬进你需要供养给你，那你怎么搞？不是，我问的不只是钱，手机啊或者电脑。
So he's asking that, for example, this is a phone, and Mr. Rantham said, okay, but if you need this phone, I can offer this phone to him. So in that case, can he
you should not accept it. You can't accept it because you can tell him, no, you can, if you want to use it, you can give for the monastery. So. But the monastery needs, for the monastery needs, not for personal needs.
So
he's asking if this is money, and if Mr. Arfum said, I want to offer this money, then this monk himself, he cannot accept this money as his requisite money, or not.
To offer this money to whom?
To this people, for example.
Because the monk can't accept money anyhow, no? He can accept on requisites.
Yeah, requisites, I mean,
the requisites.
He offered this money as a requisite to that monk.
I don't think Mr. Rado is going to do so. But even if he does it, now the monk and so forth should not accept it because this money has been lost inside the monastery. Not in his own kuti. Monk's kuti. Okay. So it is actually it should become monastery money.
Okay.
The monk has no any rights to take anything from that as a personal use.
他说那个他那你因为这些钱不是在你固体里边弄的，而是在这个寺院里边弄的，所以就全应归这个寺院，而不归你个人的那个。对，我问的就是这个问题。对，他说应该是归寺院的。对，他说归寺院。我知道。那你问的问题是什么？我说应该是这个道理来说，所有钱应该归寺院的，我先能问一下。啊，对，他就这么回答。那个班主任问一下，刚才长老说的那个例子。就是那个我没听太清楚，就是，有施主供养比库个人一包东西，然后比库在那个包里面发现钱，然后他可以把这个钱然后给那个净的是犯的，
对，
记得在那个《卓之真钱学术》里面，长老师就讲过，就是说你一定要检查，对，如果你没检查，即使你当场你不知道你没有钱。
After he went back to his kuti and he opened the parcel and found, oh, there's money. In that case, this monk appointed Nisage Pachiti. That is what he said. But just now he said that if this bhikkhu, he transferred this money to Kapyakaraka. And in that case, this bhikkhu not fall into offense.
No, because according to this rule, the Buddha allowed to take money and safeguard it not for oneself. Okay, not for oneself. It is for the owner who lost it. Lost it. So then, in that case, he does not fall into offense according to this rule, because it is now in that the rule I explain is about atanatayana.
Yes,
it is for oneself. Okay, now because now if the first to explain now, This rule, the Sakya Pachitya is called, the Daiga comes and offers, their bandit is for you.
Oh, to that bhikkhu?
For bhikkhu, no?
Okay.
The bhikkhu,
okay.
And tells it, this is for you.
Okay.
And it's a parcel.
Okay.
And the monks receive it, the parcel,
okay.
Ah, this is for me.
Okay.
Okay? And then he opens, and there is money inside.
Okay.
That money he received with the perception is for me.
Okay.
It's for own private,
okay.
Personal use.
Okay.
So, that it becomes Nisakya Pachitya. But if the monk now, for example, he finds money on the road and takes it according to this rule with the intention to give it to the owner, not for oneself, not for me, not for me. It is for the owner. Takes it, he keeps it, and he wants to keep it, no offense according to this rule. Okay? It's not for personal use, it is for the use of the owner.
But just now your example is that this samanin, he opened the parcel in the store, in the store. In that case, does that mean that if this parcel is not offered to the bhikkhu himself, for example, it is offered to the sangha, or offered to another bhikkhu, and then this bhikkhu, he took this parcel and opened it, and found there's money inside, then he can...
But this now, what the people offer, it is for the sangha, no? For common usage.
Okay.
But the storeroom, they don't offer particular bhikkhu.
Yes.
And that samanera, it does not think it is for me.
Okay.
It is for the storeroom.
Okay.
That is the perception here.
Okay.
It is for the community of the sangha.
Okay. In that case, he will not find.
He does not fall in offense by opening and find the money.
Okay.
Because it's not for personal use.
Okay.
So it is for the common use.
And then
the bhikkhu, for example, opens a parcel inside the storeroom.
Oh.
He has no perception. Ah, it's for me.
Oh, okay.
It's for the whole, for the community.
Okay.
So therefore, it's not for personal use.
Okay.
If he opens and finds the money, he can take that money and give to the kapya karaka.
他说这个他说那他那个尼萨西阿巴加迪沙他讲说那个其实这样人是那个是主那个包裹是直接供养给那个比库就是给那个比库本人的然后比库就是这包裹是他也知道这个东西是给物给我的然后但是如果说这个那个包裹是供养给僧团的然后那个那比库的那个那个在仓库里边帮忙打开这包裹 看看这边有钱或者上半年拿的人帮忙大家帮我换上一件他们打开这包裹的时候都没想这包裹是不是给我的然后让这种情况发现里边拿这个包裹不犯然后打开包裹发现有钱摸钱这都不犯然后只他们可以根据这两件直接不过钱交钱就可以了这整个过程都是不犯那玉藏的那几个宝物宝物里头有一个玻璃玻璃现在已经是个平常了不是在地上建的因为其他的建因为擦拭这个宝物吧也不犯就是我们如果把玻璃啊擦玻璃啊或者是说手里弹玻璃做的就是擦拭宝物犯恶错就是其他的建筑不是说原来饭店里面金银做的不像平常擦的就不犯就摸就算了摸就算了擦一下就算了擦一下就算了
So first we have to check in order to ask his question first I have to check with you so did you say before that if we touch anything which is made of this jewelry.
Anamasavat.
Huh?
Anamasavat.
Yeah, anamasavat. So for example, gold, silver, or other jewelry.
Yeah.
This kind of thing, by only touching it, it is dukkata. Only by touching it is dukkata. Is that true or not?
I gave you that file,
mm-hmm.
and I think that monk he translated on Chinese.
Uh-huh.
And he is giving to them all. I don't know how he got that file.
He got that file.
In that file it says, if one takes, in the end, I put a note, no, that if one takes out the intention to remove it, to discard it, or to give it somebody else, it's no offense.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, but only these exceptions, no other exceptions?
There are no other exceptions. Okay, because now, exception if to keep it, I call according to the Sankhya Pachitya number 83, no? It's 83. Yeah, I think so. 84 something.
Okay.
So then it's also no offense.
Because
if I take it to safeguard it for somebody else, in the end of that file, I put this note. Okay. not only that, I put also other exceptions. If one, for example, take some valuable thing, and one wants to convert it, not valuable, about some music organs, musical instruments,
Okay.
And wants to convert them into other, to rubbish, to carry rubbish, and can touch them, as called, transform them, put them, it's no offense. Okay, I give all these examples. I don't know how they hear it this way. It is not only touching, it is intention also. Okay. With what kind of intention you touch it. If you touch it for playing, you want to enjoy it, musical instruments, if you do like that, and so forth, James, you want to touch, very valuable. All dukkhatas, dukkhatas. But if you take the gem, okay, that's called to throw it away because it is disturbing you. Or to give it to the owner, to keep it for the owner. Or because you want to carry it, to give it to the kapyakaraka, to get rid of it. It's no offense. I explained all this in this way. You have to go and read through.
Okay, so for first time...
It is a chetana also which matters. It's not only the touching itself.
Okay, this question is not finished yet, but first I will explain what you said to him, okay?
Okay.
So, 他说是这样，首先你要明白一点，就是说触碰这油价这东西，并不是说一定犯恶作。 他是看你东西的，然后他是之前给那个德行尊者一个关于不可恕的一个文档，这文档里边是什么样的心犯，什么样的心不犯，他就有解释。但是他说不知道德行尊者有没有文档给你，他说那个德行尊者已经有跟那个文档犯严重的，然后这样我也有那个文档，他就我有德行尊者的翻译，然后你带有是有些人可以看，然后他说那个至少有三个东西肯定是不犯的，比方说你碰这个宝物是被本那个宝物给扔掉，这不犯。 或者说你碰着宝物是被宝物给摘掉给犯人不犯，然后那个还有什么就是你摸着宝物是被摆特这个宝物，比方说你摸着这个宝物，然后摆特这个宝物这个人给进的，这都是不犯的。然后他是什么样的东西才犯的？然后就是说比方说你拿这个宝物看看，这东西好漂亮，然后这东西是犯的。然后我会继续问，就是你那个东西犯不犯？我会接着问，我只是先把他说的告诉你，然后你那个东西接着。
So he's asking
the intention.
But his question is that, so for example, there's a golden Buddha statue. There's a golden Buddha statue, and this monk he wants to clean it. He wants to wipe it. In that case, will this monk fall into offense by touching the golden Buddha statue?
Yes, it's to cut offense because now you can't touch this. It is not because you don't. Sure. You don't intend to get rid of it, no? That's called, to give it to somebody else. You just to keep it there and clean it and all, to
but
polish it, to look more beautiful.
This golden Buddha statue is not his. It belongs to the monastery or somebody
whatever
else.
Whatever it is.
Whatever.
Whatever it is. You can't touch it.
Can't touch it.
You can't touch.
Okay, then his question comes.
Except if it's fake paint.
Okay. then his question comes. His question is that, so according to the list, of this ten darshanas. So glass is also one of the
glass.
Glass, yes.
It is wrong translation. It is not glass. It's crystal.
Crystal.
Glass is wrong translation. Who translated that?
水晶，对，他说是水晶。我看一下。刚刚讲的。No, no, it's Vinaya Pitaka.
It's wrong translation of glass. It's wrong. Glass is not that. Yeah. Ratana, no?
Mm-hmm.
Ratana, Muta, Mani, Valirio, Sango, Sila, Bhavala.
I mean.
Yeah.
Number one, number two, number three, number five, number four, number five, number five.
It should be Bhavala.
Let me see. Muta means...
One, three, four, five. Sila, it is stone.
One, two, three, four, five, no?
Yeah, muta.
What is muta?
Muta is pearl.
Oh, I thought it's Uranium something. Okay.
No, muta.
Okay.
Muta it is a pearl. Mani it is any gem.
Gem.
Vilurio, I don't know how it's called. I got even it's called. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sila. Sila it is stone. It's a crystal.
Crystal.
Not glass.
Oh, can you check the dictionary a little bit? So that.
I give the files to them.
Uh-huh.
I translate to my own file. I don't know what this dictionary gave because here. Let me see. Copy. What's called? I keep what it is about. Money, no?
Uh-huh.
Anamas. What I give this one? Anamas. 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 This is the file I give you. This is it is Ratana, Mutta, pearl, gem, money, lapis lazuli, velluro, conch shell with mother of pearl, and mixed with gold or jewel, sango, and silite quartz, and pavalens coral. It should be quartz.
Quartz?
Quartz.
Okay, okay. Pearl, shing.
Yeah, it's not glass. He's wrong.
Okay.
This glass is.
Yes, this is his question actually. This is his question. If he will clean the glass here, then he will find his dukkata.
Dukkata. Every day, dukkata. Your device glass.
石英和水晶这到底什么区别？我都
是这样的，石英跟
yeah glass
对对对，都
跟
石英和水晶是相同的，都是二化硅。
对，我也是二化硅。
但是那个就是那个石晶是那个单晶体
啊，
然后那个不是那个水晶是单晶体
啊，
而且它是比较纯的
啊。
然后那个石英可能是就是多晶而且不纯的那种
啊啊。然后那你说石晶的问题是什么？
不是，如果是水晶的话，我可以理解，那玩意儿是有价值的。
对，
如果石英的话，满山的石头全是
石。那个是这样的，那个石英的话，通常管沙子比较石英。
啊。
但是那个沙子里边的二氧化硅含量在百分之十左右。
啊。
那个，但是呢，还有一种特殊的玻璃叫石英玻璃，叫人造石英。
啊。
那这种东西它属于纯二氧化硅。
啊。
而玻璃在炼制的时候，它是加入了石灰和碱。
我是我明白了。So he's telling that this seed you better translate as crystal, not quartz, because this quartz is very vegan. But sometimes even in the glass you can find a lot of quartz because the quartz is more weak. I mean, you better translate as crystal.
No, it should be pure quartz. Quartz, no.
Pure quartz is crystal. Yeah.
Sorry, no, because crystal. There are different kinds of crystal also.
Yes.
Some of the crystal the Buddha allowed.
Some of the crystal is allowed.
It's allowed because it is actually to even you can use crystals which they make out of items, for example, like small vessels, containers. They make containers out of crystal. The monk can keep this container to store oil, alleged. It's allowed. So therefore, no, crystal it is not, but if it is refined, crystal is different. Raw crystal, no problem. Raw crystal. The community explained these things.
Okay.
If it is refined, it is not allowed. So they found, but other quartz, quartz, it is. This is not allowed at all for monks to have any container made of quartz. It is actually precious stone itself. So therefore, now it is hardly, they don't put quartz in it, what it's called. Except if you have some like palaces, okay, palaces, which people there are very, very rich, they can afford to have special glass, which you actually can see that is very, very, it's called refined and so forth. It is a different structure. The glass is different structure. It has, it is not so transparent as this one. If it is quartz inside, it's not transparent like that. But I'm getting, these are exceptions.
Okay.
But quartz itself, it is expensive metal, mineral, I suppose. It is not like glass. It is not like crystal. Crystal is very cheap in, I suppose.
No, on the contrary, what I've learned is that this quartz is very comparatively very cheap, and the crystal is expensive. This is the information I got from your students. And also,
I don't know because I'm telling you this is the problem with the vineyard. I'm telling you I can't translate this crystal.
Yes.
Okay, because the Buddha allowed crystals made of containers, containers made of crystal for monks to use.
Yes.
But the commander tells if it is refined crystal, cut crystal, the labor work, they put, the labor work they put on the crystals, it becomes, it makes it valuable.
Okay.
Therefore now, but quartz, containers made of quartz are not allowed.
Okay.
So then in any form, whether it is raw quartz or refined quartz, in both cases, is not allowed.
Just one question, just to clarify this. So when you say quartz, crystal, What is the Pali word you refer to? The Pali word for crystal? Because this is...
I have to find it. It's a long time. It's Chulavagabha. But I checked. It is not... it is not called Sila. It is different name.
Different name?
No, Sila is not mentioned.
Okay, okay.
It's not about Sila.
Okay.
That crystal could sell out. It's not Sila.
Okay.
Okay? It is different name.
Because what I suspect is that this Sila is crystal. And what you are telling is actually quartz. This is my.
It's not, because actually I'm telling you, it's different name. The Buddha allowed crystal for monks to use.
Yes, yes. I know it's different name, but what I mean is it maybe you assigned the wrong matter to the name.
Can check, you see?
Yes, yes, yes.
So you can check your dictionary how they translate Sila.
Yes, yes, yes. I will check it now. Because this name of chemicals is very confusing, no? This is the thing. It's not a matter of Vinay. It is a matter of how you define these chemical things. This is the... A stone, rock, precious stone, quartz. This is PTS dictionary. Okay.
What is a crystal?
Crystal, you can check from your.
What do you mean? Buddhist dictionary, what is a crystal?
Buddhist dictionary, it didn't mention, but here I cannot check English. In your dictionary, you can check English also. In your dictionary, BPCD, you can check English. English party, you can check English party. English party, you didn't notice this function, English party. No. You should take it, and you take crystal and see what is there. Okay.
Palika.
Palika. Palika. Let me see. Palika. Palika, sometimes they also translate as quartz. You see?
But I mean, this palika is allowed. This is what I'm telling you.
It's allowed. Okay, anyway, this part, we don't discuss this crystal quartz, which is palika is allowed. Sila is not allowed. Then.
But even palika, I'm telling you, palika is allowed if it is raw.
It is raw.
If it is refined, cut. It, like crystal is cut and so forth, and polished because it is different angles.
Okay, okay.
Like diamond.
Okay.
Cut is diamond. That is also, is not allowed to touch.
Okay. I understand.
This is the problem.
I will directly explain this party. Forget about this. Sila,
it is you can't touch.
Just directly use party is better.因为这个地方就是那个跟字典翻译可能不一样，有一次把一个翻译成石英翻译成玻璃，甚至翻译成石头，这个就是因为造成混乱，所以我就直接就是说那个我让这张老师过去在律藏里边，这个巴利斯的描述，我们就是那个巴利斯所代表的东西，石英许哪个巴利斯所代表的东西不允许，我们这样解释上可以避免很多混乱，对吧？然后所以说那个，然后你们可以自己把那个巴利斯里边解释这个东西跟你们现实中遇到那个对号入座，因为。 像你们说的，按理话为这种东西，这就是把肯定是不会讲的，对不对？所以说我就直接让这张老板把这个巴利斯写上，然后说这把巴利斯里边正好是怎么定义，这个律藏是怎么定义，让大家说一下。然后这个地方时钟宝里边说的第五个是第一个词，希腊，第一个词。
啊，就是他翻译成玻璃的那个。
对他翻译成玻璃的这个。
哦。
这这这个东西呢，在张老那个版本翻译成石英，然后那个然后说呢，就是说这个东西就是不管是精致还是生的都是不允许，都是很珍贵的。 都很珍贵，都是属于石中宝之一。然后这第二个东西呢，就是说，你看那个 PTS 点，就是第二个词 ，PTS 点的话，它有一个就是现在翻译成宝珠的那个是吗？第二个词是 Palika 吗？不是，第一个是珍珠，第二个宝珠。第二个是宝石，实际上第二个是宝石，是玛尼那个不是玛尼，反正是第二次是宝石的意思。
哦哦。
对对对。然后那个。
第二次，这就是第二次。
这不是第二次。这
这里边第几个词？
这哪个词都不是，他没有在这个表里边出现。
哦，
没有这个表里，因为我为什么要讲这个词？因为这个词在那个 PTS 词典里边有既翻译成玻璃，既翻译成石英，也翻译成玻璃。
哦，
啊、不是，既翻译成石英，也翻译成水晶。
哦，
既翻译成也翻译成水晶。然后这个词所代表的那个东西，我们不知道它是石英还是水晶。这个词所代表的东西，如果是生的，它没有经过加工，没有经过精制，你可以把它做成容器没有问题。但如果是精制的话，你进那个像贴个标签当商品来卖这种东西，就是直接当商品来卖，那是不允许的，那就是宝。
那第二个就是石英，
我是这么认为的，但是张老师不同意，所以说我一直在拿巴里斯说法。
行了，那我明
白，对，
我
大概明白了。就那个下面是水晶矿，水晶矿顶上那个是水晶，
对，
顶上那应该是水晶。
但不管怎么说，我直接写巴里斯，大家不会有争议。
Anyway, they understood。
就是第一种东西直接拿来，它就是饭，
它就是宝，它就是宝。
然后第二个东西经过精致，
它才算宝，
制作以后才算，
它才宝。Okay, anyway, they understood me. But the word palika didn't appear in the list of ten items.
No, it doesn't appear.
It doesn't appear because it must be refined to become a rakhina, right?
Yes, you are told. It is all the commentary said like that.
Yes,
it's not refined. It's actually it is cut like diamond.
Uh-huh.
The shape like diamond with edges.
Okay.
So that it becomes cleansing like that.
Uh-huh.
If the edges are there, they give a sharp edge like that.
Uh-huh.
And if light falls, it looks like diamond almost.
Uh-huh.
Becomes, and then, of course, this kind of refined, which they polish, very much called, it takes hours and hours to polish and to cut like that.
Uh-huh.
That becomes precious.
Uh-huh.
A monk should not touch this.
然后他说这个，所以说这第二种东西跟注释里边解释，它是经过那个切割打磨，然后发光之后，就是它自己会它会发出光芒，然后再能这样的话就变成不可出物了。第二种东西。
哦，
对。
那就是说，那发光之前还可以出
光，不光可以出光，你还可以把做成容器可以用。
啊，
对。第二种东西。
可以
对。
那如果我们那个就是说。照这个思路的话，就之前问过一个问题，就是比如说那个玉石
啊，
那个玉的那个原料啊，它就是一块破石，你看上去就是一块破石，不赌玉赌玉嘛，
啊，
赌石嘛，
嗯，
就是那个玉石那个颜料，你那个玉石本身，你必须把那个外面那层就是很难看的东西去掉，然后打磨做成工艺品，然后磨得很亮，那个才是就是价值比较高。
对，
然后磨得很亮之前，不要切很多线条的那些碎屑嘛？
啊，
那些碎屑，然后还有那些渣子什么的，实际上那个并不是工艺品，
啊，
它也没有什么太高的价值，多少钱我不知道，但是实际上就是为线条的这种东西。
啊，
现在呢，因为那个我知道，就是有些那个比库呢，他就是那个得到这些就下脚料，就是那种做这个工艺品的那种碎渣子
啊。
它不是为了装饰，它也没有什么装饰的意义，它只是为了那个泡水喝来治疗疾病。
啊、
嗯！但是上次长老说那个是，你让沙门拉泡水，你自己泡吗？如果按现在这个标准的话，那种东西，它即使不打磨，连触碰都是可以的，连做工细节都可以。甚至现在都不是东西，只是一块一小这么大一块就是。下脚料也很难看，也没有光泽，闪亮的那种，就没有那个
东西。啊，但是我首先我也想讲，就是他这种情况，他只适用第二种东西，第一种东西他说是打不管打不打嘛，他都算是宝，第一种东西。
啊，
对。
但是那个就是
玉是吧？
玉石是这十种之一吗？还是
我怀疑是那个贝玉？你看，因为我刚刚我看好像是我看一下。
嗯
我对你有那个文档吗？那个文档你有吗？
我没有
那个文档
啊，
那没有巴黎，没事。那我把那个文档拿出来，我看我应该是有那个文档。然后，OK， so it's better for you to give me your translation of the 10 items. I just see, I don't want to copy your file now because it takes time now. So let me just translate this 10 item again because this translation is very misleading. They even translate this glass, no? Maybe other translation mistranslations also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 他很可能没有预示，我看一下他这个，他这个表里边，他可能一开始就没有把预示包括进去。我看，
可能印度没有。
不是不是不是，我倒不认为印度没有预示，但是我怀疑他这表里边可能一开始就没有预示。我查一下，如果我没猜错的话，可能就一开始就没有预示。然后我这个诗中宝物的表，再给大家按照长老的翻译，再给大家念一遍啊。然后大家可以对照那个绿藏里面的诗中宝，绿藏里面第一种珍珠，然后长老翻译也是珍珠，第一个是没有问题的，第二个宝珠，这个我说这个翻译肯定是错的，应该翻译成宝石，就是这个就是那个就是那个那个他就北川里面叫什么摩尼宝，就是宝石，宝石，然后第三种东西呢？这上面说是琉璃，然后按照长老的翻译的话，应该是一种矿物，叫做天青石或者青青石。
哦，
对，这是第三种。然后第四种的话，我看一下，第四种哈，1、2、3、4。然后第四种这个东西呢，它是这样的，它是一种，它说是贝玉对吧？他说这实际上是一种珍珠贝，就是说这个珍珠贝里边有珍珠。或者说它里边虽然没有珍珠，但是有其他的那个金银之类的东西。这种珍珠贝，然后这是所谓的贝玉，但并不是玉，实际上是珍珠贝，里边有珍珠的珍珠贝，或者里边其他宝物的珍珠贝。然后第五个，它翻译成玻璃，然后我们也不知道它是石英还是水晶，反正但是我们已经知道。然后那个第六个珊瑚，这个没有错。第七个是银，也没有错。第八个是金，这个也没有错。第九，他说是赤珠，然后张老说是红宝石。
对。
然后第十个那个他说是琥珀，然后张这个差不多，然后张说是猫眼。
哦，
猫眼是琥珀的一种吗？
对，猫眼是琥珀的一种。
对，
猫。
所以说这里边比较有问题的就是那个第二、第四和第九，然后这一点，然后第二、第三、第四、第九，然后你刚说那个玉，这一开始就没有包括在宝物里。
哦，
对。So just to make sure. So this jade is not included in this list, no?
Which?
Jade?
Yes, I put a note now in this file. I can see here. Diamonds, topaz, jade, onyx, etc. come under gem, money. Huh. Okay?
Okay. Let me see, what is topaz? I don't know this word. What is this topaz?
Because under
the is
车渠 okay, too fast too. Okay, I don't know, I was just comes into gem. Okay. 然后那个张伟大家那个so this is from a commentary or something. It's not mentioned.
It's not mentioned, but because like, if you see, I think somehow I found about money. They give other different kind of money, no? If you check under the money, the commentaries give some information, but I can't remember. Maybe it is from Samadabhasadik or somewhere. We need finish, I don't know.
Okay.
Because they explain now, okay, see, about the pearl, they give a description about pearl. Okay. But money, I think they give also this kind of things.
Okay. 然后不好意思啊，然后那这张上你就像你看，你刚才说那个玉石都那个玉石，黄玉，还有准备要搞玛瑙，他说还有钻石，这些都包括在第二场宝石里边。
啊，行，没问题。
对，
我明白。
对。
All these are precious, it's called gems. If you see gem, under gem you can find also many definitions in Wikipedia.
Okay.
Because they're different gems.
Yes.
Then I don't know.
反正就是挺值钱的石头。
对。
就是那份改成摩尼法的，就是包含了钻石那些是吗？
对。嗯。嗯，大家其他问题吗？
可以。
That may sound good. Okay. It seems there is no other questions.
Wikipedia does not show the mineral. It shows some other companies like that.
So this is why I say this Wikipedia is not perfect yet. Sometimes it adapts to the wrong page.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. Gem is a cut rock of mineral.
But if you click that again,
it won't go.
It won't go because there's something wrong with this Wikipedia. Yeah. 你的声音说？
有一个小麻烦问题，像是那个人造水晶，人造水晶会做镜片很多东西，但是有一个东西，就是。单反相机的镜头里面会有那个人造水晶的镜片。那这个。
So he is asking about artificial crystal. Is the artificial crystal is that considered some rational or not? Artificial.
It's not because like you see even in the market they put a lot of plastic like that. They use plastic and. Some other materials, which is not real gems. Of course, these are not included under this category. But how to find out? It's better not to touch because you never know. They put half genuine, half artificial. It's better not to touch such things.
他说这个人造东西是有点不犯的，但是最好不要碰，因为你不知道他有时候人造是放了一半天然一半人造怎么办？对。Accept? Is it allowed to accept this kind of artificial gems or something?
If you have proof that it's artificial, you can accept it.
如果你有确实证据说明这就是人造的，没问题，可以接受。
It says now everything what shines is not gold. It says what shines is not gold, but how to find it?
他说有一句谚语叫“不是所有发光东西都是金子”，但首先你要确定它是怎么样确定。
It's better to avoid.Whatever shines for monks, it is not good to take and so forth, even fancy things. Fancy things and so forth. If you, for example, you have a smartphone, it is shiny and so forth, color, rosy color, and all these things. It looks like girlish items, so it's not good to take. If it is artificial, but they put some other stickers on it, it's shiny and all these things. So, how can you use this? It is not appropriate for monks.
然后他说呢，他说那个最比划来讲，应该尽量避免那看起来比较花哨，然后发光的东西。然后那个还有说那个比方说使用这种女孩子常用颜色，比方说玫瑰色、粉红色，这种东西尽量避免。然后比方说上面贴什么卡通贴纸，这些东西尽量避免使用这些，说这些东西对比划来说不合适。
我刚才我想问一下那个，就是如果那个手表啊。手表它外面看起来是没有任何装饰的，但是因为那个很， 机械手表，一般的来说机械手表里头都会有那个红宝石，它是作为轴承，因为它很耐磨，比夫是不是不能接受就是里面有这个红宝石的这个手表？
这红宝石只是它只是作为手表轴承来使用，是吧？
对，你从外面是没有的，外面什么都没有任何装饰，它只是，因为你如果不用红宝石做轴承的话，你用金属做轴承的话，它一天24小时在转，就很快会坏掉，所以它用那很小很小的一个那个红宝石，它不是装饰。
OK。So he's asking that for most of the mechanical watches, not the electric watches. Mechanical watches. There's usually a small called rubby inside as the bearing of that watch. But from outside you cannot see this rubby. But this rubby is only very small. It's only used as a bearing for this watch. In that case, is this watch allowed or not?
Yes, okay, not only rubby, they are quartz also.
Quartz, yes.
But this is a very tiny thing. You don't touch the quartz, no, you touch only the watch.
Okay. yes.
So it is, it's okay. But I mean now, if some watches for they have diamonds inside.
Oh, okay.
That's called, what's called? One watch is very famous watch.
I don't know, but from outside you can see this diamond, no? Or it's inside? Outside, I think. It's outside.
I don't know. They put it inside, actually, because it is it doesn't get abrased if this splinters, the roll, no? Left, right, and so forth. With diamond, does not get abrased.
Oh, yes. Diamond.
These are very expensive, okay?
Okay.
So then, therefore now, we can last for years and years.
So
then, now this, but this contain not one diamond. Oh. Almost all, I call this abrasing. Oh. What is touch with metal?
Oh.
It takes a touch the metal. All parts put touch with metal. They put iron. These diamonds.
Diamond. Yes.
So there is a lot of diamonds. So therefore, now of course, monks will not accept this.
Oh.
But if it is rubby and so forth, it's just a small tiny piece,
oh.
and to hold only one spring like that, something like that to. For the main spring.
Oh, yes.
So then it is, even you yourself, you can't find it inside. Except if technicians, they can find it. So you can't see it. Therefore, it is insignificant. You can regard it as significant and use that watch.
Okay. 他说那个是对，是第一点，第一点对手表来说呢，它里面实际上不光有红宝石，可能还有石英。
啊，
他说，然后这但是这东，但是说这你首先这东西你戴手上你也不会摸它，这是其二呢。然后这个东西那个。里边这个是那个含量非常小，它得也不用来装饰，这个是没所以没有问题。但是他说，比方说有些手表，他们里边镶了一块钻石，这种不能接受。
然后呢，我还想问一下这个宝物，
可以
这个宝物这十种宝物，是不是适用于那个尼萨加巴基亚十八和这条戒两条戒都适用于这个？而这个视同宝物，视同宝物是不是只适用于这条戒，然后不适用于尼萨加巴基亚十八
？So his question that so for this those ten items on the list. So this can these items they apply for both rules. That means that this pachiti and also ni 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 pachiti number 18. Right, for this this 10 items, because if you touch this 10 items, then maybe for going to do it offense according to Nisagya Pachiti number 18. So this 10 items they apply for both, but for this I should just show you because I cannot speak.
Ratnasamata.
It only apply for this Pachiti. Does it apply for Nisagya Pachiti?
No. The thing is, like you see, now this anana sabbat, which is the monk goes want to touch, to possess.
Okay.
These dukkha offense.
Okay.
If he wants to possess them, it is pachiti offense.
Okay.
These things.
Okay.
If he, like, what's called, but if it is only.
To possess them is minisake pachiti, no?
Just a moment. Okay. I mean about these ratanas.
Okay.
But especially with money. as called golden Shiva becomes Nisarga Bhajitya. That is defined. For money, as called, and gold and silver, especially, as called, it is Nisarga Bhajitya. For other ratanas, if one wants to touch, look at that. If one wants to possess, it is Pachitya. Okay.
Which Pachitya?
Pachitya according to the Samadha, Samadha, Ratana Samadha.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, here it is, Ratana Samadha.
Okay.
It is this rule.
Okay.
Okay.
And then? You want
yes, Sayanganahati Apati Pachityas, to take it. It's called, it is all is called Uganahapeti, or to cause to take, is Apati Pachityas. Yeah, Apati Pachityas.
Okay, this is the Vinayapitaka or something?
Vinayapitaka.
Vinayapitaka, what is
it? It's Ratana Samadha rule. 84.
But these are lost items, no?
Lost items or not lost items, if one takes it. Ashkolan finds this. Ashkolan takes. Not with intention to give it to the owner, but just take it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Touch it. Okay. If one wants to steal, of course, it's paradigm.
Okay.
If one wants to steal, it's paradigm.
Okay. 他说呢，他说这种不可触物来说，我们那个综合来讲，对这种不可触物，如果说是你不允许的东西，然后去触摸它的话，他就犯恶作，然后就是说那个对这种不可触物里边的恶说是你是接受它的话。 那你犯这个八吉迪亚第八十四条，接受八吉迪亚。接受犯这条。对，这条八吉迪亚不犯尼萨西亚八吉迪亚。哦。犯这条八吉迪亚。哦。然后说，如果是经营的话，犯尼萨西亚八吉迪亚第十八条。哦。啊，然后他说，但是这接受，如果说你是偷的话，那巴拉吉看来算了，就是说那个这个这个自行按价值来算。对。不，我还但是你的问题还没问完是吧？你的问题是问的这个对是吗？
But his question is about this Rajasa Samatha. So does this only apply to Nisarga Pachitya number 84, or it also applies to Nisarga Pachitya number 80? Is now Nisarga Pachitya number 18 is only with money. It doesn't deal with all the ratanas.
Okay, okay.
Out of the 10 ratanas, it deals only with 2 ratanas.
Okay, okay.
Jata Rupa Rajata.
Okay.
If one takes them, it is Nisarga Pachitya.
Okay.
Okay, you can't possess them.
Okay.
For other ratanas, okay, as called, for the other rest of the ratanas, so then if one wants to touch them, it's dukkha offense. If one wants to possess them, it is Pachitya called Ratanasara.
Okay, okay.
To take them is as called.
So the first dukkha is under this Pachitya, number 84, you mean? This dukkha by touching this ratanas, it is under this Pachitya 84.
So then this is what the commentary tells, just to touch. But if you want to, it is the first effort to touch. Before you want to possess, you touch it. So that is dukkha. Okay. If you want to take it for possess, after you take it in your hand, so you is it Pachitya,
okay.
According to this rule. Therefore now, this rule mentions the Pachitya rule,
okay.
The Pachitya aspect.
Okay.
But the commentary mentions the Dukkata aspect because you make the effort to touch. That is Dukkata. After you take it in your hand fully, it is Pachitya.
Okay.
This is why the process is.
Okay. 他说是这样，他说能尼萨西亚巴吉迪亚第十八条只管经营，他甚至不包括其他八种宝。
就是其他八种宝，那你犯的恶作不是在尼萨西亚巴吉迪亚第十八条，而是在那个巴吉迪亚第八十四条。哦，其他八种宝，甭管是触还是接受，都是八十四。
对，都是八十四。然后那个恶作也是在八十四里边。然后那个剩下的八种宝。对。
那就是说，即使接受那八种宝，也不需要什么，只要忏就行。
我再你确认一下，我认为是这样。我再确认一下。
你等会儿慢点吧。那就是假定是八十四的话，那接受是恶作，然后触碰也是恶作。
对，
然后我把恶作唱完了，我不碰，我接着放。
接受不是恶作，接受是八极殿。
哦，接受是吧？接受其他八种宝接受
是八极殿，
是八极殿，
但不是你想写八极殿。
哦，对，是八极殿。然后那个触碰是恶作，
对，
但是都是八极殿八十四。
对，
然后那如果我把这个八极殿八十四给唱了，
嗯，
唱了以后，那个东西我还是可以接着的。
我帮你问。So he's asking that. So if accepting the other eight kinds of ratanas is not nisage pachiti, it's only pachiti, right? This is what you said. Accepting the other kinds of ratanas is not nisage pachiti, it's only pachiti. In that case, also this ratanas is not nisage yet. It's not nisage. You don't have to return to the sangha, something like that.
Yes, it is. It's not. It doesn't say anything. It is just pachiti.
Okay.
But jataru parasa you have.
Uh-huh.
It is money.
Uh-huh. You have to give it back to the sangha and ask the sangha.
Back to the sangha and do it like that. The whole procedure. This is only plain pachiti.
Okay. So in this
case, any time you touch, dukkata, any time you take in your hand pachiti as a word. So for now, this is why.
So then his question is that so how to dispose this ratanas? Because the jatarupa you give it back to the sangha, but for this ratanas, what to do?
You have to give it to the monastery kapyakaraka, or to give it to the lay people, to give it to the kapyakaraka.
Oh, okay. 他说是这样，他说那个，因为你像那个什么，这个宝，那个像那个金银那个戒，就是你像七八戒那个话，你这样办，先给僧团，先给僧团，然后僧团派人去处理。然后这个话，你那个这个这样不保的这样八戒殿，你应该不是个保，那个就是你可以自己直接交给寺院的经人，或者说这给下一个就是。
啊，
对。
然后你刚才那个正好我没记下来，就是那个金银接受是宁夏吉亚八戒殿那个十八，然后金银如果触碰的话是宁夏吉亚八戒殿十八的额度。
对。
那我就想，我刚才实际上是想问的是，比如说啊，我接受一佛像，我开始以为它是石头的，然后实际上它是玉的，或者说是其他就是镶有宝石什么的、
嗯，
然后我接受完了以后，我放在那供了，然后我放出去也不对呀、啊，这上面镶有宝石，我不能接，我还碰了、
嗯，
那就已经犯了以后，我照比都颤了，
嗯，
颤完了以后，因为那佛像已经在我手里了，我是不是我就？我插完了以后我没事，我以后再也不摸它了，但是我还会可以放在手里，
啊，
就是不犯的，是吧？
我帮你问一下。So he's asking this case. So the devotee of him offered him a Buddha statue. Offered him Buddha statue. So when he accepted this Buddha statue, he think, oh, this is made of stone. It has a lava for me. So then he took the statue and put it back to his kuti, like that. But then after he came back to his kuti, he checked this statue. Oh, this is not stone. This actually. Jade, for example, this is jade. This is it's not normal stone. So then, okay, I have already incurred a pachiti offense. So then he went to another bhikkhu to confess his offense. But then the question comes. The question is that if later this bhikkhu will not touch this Buddha statue anymore, if he made the determination not to touch this Buddha statue anymore, then is it allowable for this bhikkhu just to keep this Buddha statue in his kuti without touching it? This is the question.
So if he is so very determined monk, he can keep it in the kuti and worship this and so on without touching it.
Okay.
So then if he is so determined,
okay,
but if he wants to clean and so on, then to move it maybe left, right and so on, again to cut up a chitti as everything.
他说你如果真能做那样就行，然后就是说这是一直都不碰，只是拌一个东西，这是没问题的。但是问题就是你会想移动它，或者想清洁它，反正可能就恶作巴结利亚就来了。
那我戴手套触碰不犯吧？
So he is asking that.
和玻璃不跟概念不一样的。
So he's asking that, what if he touched this Buddha statue with a glove? Glove. He wants to touch this Buddha statue with a glove.
Same thing. He's touching. You want to touch now?
Yeah.
No. How about like this? This touch, not hand, use both to move the Buddha.
This, according to this rule, you know, touching is you want actually to have, to come into contact, direct or indirect contact with the object. So then, look at that.
Thorough.
It does not define as called what it as called these things. What the as called. Let me see, what is that?
And the issue is that you don't have to keep the feeling. Yes, sir. You don't have to keep
it. Except if you want to get rid of it. You want to push, for example, to push it to get rid.
No, even that, in that case, it's not necessary to push. You can just directly take and remove it. No? You can
whatever the case is, directly you can, directly or indirectly you can,
不是啊，他说但如果说你是想把这东西移开，然后先摆脱掉这个东西的话，那你可以直接用手拿，或者说像你说的用手套拿，或者说什么东西把推开都可以。
哦，就我拿了这个东西，然后我就交给进了。对
对对，这都没问题。对。
那刚才那个就是视同保护者，如果你这个不允许的想触碰和接受，这个是犯什么？
视同保护者。
对。
不允许
的在这条界里是算那个。
So he is asking, he is asking that if he touches Ratan Samatha, if he touches that with unallowable intention, is there any offense for him? For example, laptop, he just touched with unallowable intention. Yes, unallowable intention, because this is Ratan Samatha, no? This is Ratan Samatha. He touches that with unallowable intention.
Unallowable intention?
Yes.
What means unallowable intention?
他说你这个不允许想到底是什么？不允许动机，不允许动机。
就是除了允许动机之外的，就允许动机不就是说我捡到这东西我还给师母
啊？
然后我的就是说是跟那个其他八种宝同样，比如说。视同保护这个东西我接受了，
嗯，
别人管我接受了，接受了以后我还得拿它吧，
嗯，
然后就拿了，是为自己而拿的。
So he is asking that this unallowable intention means any intention except for the allowable intention. Allowable intention means to take these things with the intention to give it back to the to the owner, but except that is unallowable intention.So he's asking, well, what if he touched this thing with unallowable?
This is not, you see, this do not belong to anamasavattu. Anamasavattu.
Okay.
Touching them is not a problem.
Okay.
So then, but if one wants, for example, to take, according to this, if one takes them outside the monastery, now these are unallowable things, one takes outside the monastery, for example...
Unallowable things, you mean this one?
Huh?
This one.
If it belongs to somebody else, you not takes it, takes it and so forth, for example, without permission of the donor, of the owner, one takes it to its own room, uses it, all these things, so forth, with intention, and the owner thinks, I've lost it, like that. This is pachitya condition. Because it belongs to somebody else, okay? So then if you are, for example, in places outside in the streets like that, you can find such items. And touching is not a problem, but if you take them, you think, oh, very good thing, I will take for me. You want to use it, it's pachiti, according to this rule. But if you want to give it to the owner, you take it, to take it for the owner, it's no offense.
Okay.
If you take it to use for yourself, it's pachiti.
Okay. 他说那个他说这样，是首先这东西他和那个不，他说是首先像这种等同宝物，比方说这个比如这样，它不是不可触物，只有宝物才是不可触物。而你仅仅触碰它是不犯任何戒。但如果是这样，就比方说你放一个笔记本这样，就掉那个龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙龙 然后你把证件你把证件拿了，然后你拿东西并不是为了还给施主，而是你比方说你，但是你可能也没懒得偷走，你只是我先我先拿我估计我自己玩一段时间，
自己玩一段
时间啊，那这是八极点，
哦哦，就是犯这条的吧，
对对，
然后接受也是没问题的，
接受，
对吧？
接受什么意思？就是别人供养，那没办法，会帮你背上，所以 something that so for this kind of renaissance samatha, if somebody offer you something like this, it's okay to accept it.
Yeah, because they are not anamasana, they are not unallowable things.
对对对，但是这不是不可说，我可以接受，没问题。
For example, a watch, a camera, let's see something valuable, electric items, all these are valuable, they are costly things.
No.
But it's allowable, they don't contain gems, don't contain things, are allowable to touch, to receive.
Okay.
So then,but according to this rule, if you they belong to others, you go in the street somehow, you find this, and you touching is not a problem. But taking things, I'm not taking. Oh, very good. I found good thing. You take it to use it. So this purchase offense because it belongs to somebody else.
他说这样，就是也不光是这个，就是比方说那个其他的手表、照相机，还有其他电子产品，这些都是挺贵的东西。然后但是他们不是不可触物，所以就别人如果供养给你，你完全可以接受，这没有问题。但是如果说那个你在街上发现这东西掉了，那不是你的东西，不是你的东西，然后你去拿它，但又不是以还给别人的东西的话，这个就是犯这条罪。
Especially on the road, for example, if you take them even to return to the owners, you take it yourself or cause another to return to the owner.
然后如果是街上的话，就是你即使是那个以后还给别人的，你让自己拿钱，那也是八极点。
那就是如果我们去的那个居士的那个家里边，然后他就是放一些像这种古董之类的东西，那有很高价值，但又不是属于这个宝物实用宝物，应该是实用宝物的。像那个就是我只是好奇，然后拿起来看一看，然后放回原处。这个是犯还是不犯？
So he's asking that. So for example, if he goes to Dayaka's house and found some antique items, for example, a very old painting by Van Gogh, something.A very old painting by Da Vinci, something like that. So this kind of
antiquities.
Yes, antiques. I mean, this kind of old paintings like that. And out of curiosity, he just touched this item. Have a look. And then release this item. Will he fall into offense or not?
Because
this is not anamasa vatun. This is not anamasa vatun.
Even if, for example, very...Valuable things were made very precious wood, very precious wood, and there was art work there, maybe a Buddha statue, for example, or Devata, like, they put some Devata. Yeah, it's called very well done, very elaborate, and so on. And so you're wondering, look, who did like that and touch him? No problem, because it's made of wood, no?
他说：“那是即使那比方说他们做那佛像或实际上是非常珍贵的木材做的，非常珍贵的木材做的。然后你他这看着好非常好看，然后让你摸，这也是不犯的，因为它是木材做，它不是那个不可触物。
哦。
Have that very polished wood and you think it's very shiny and so on. You wonder, you want to touch the curiosity how it is made. So to find out, to investigate and so on. No, bro, you can't touch.”
那这可以，你就是看那种人擦得很光洁，想调查一下这东西到底怎么做，这就碰一下是没问题，是不犯的。
Okay. In the series waiting.
Yes. Yes. Okasavantam.
So good.
Maya katam vinyasana namo vitabha.Samina katam bunyam mayam dattava
Sadhu namaditam
Sadhu sadhu anumodami Okasatu aratena katam sabbam Machayam kamatme vantya Sadhu vipasana
Shukyotam
It's okay. Open the first chapter of Mahavakapali.
Mahavaka?
Yes, Mahavaka Pali. Actually, you don't have to open. So just look at these two words. Do you know these two words?